Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Prosecutors say more charges may be coming against Mayor Adams. During the mayor's preliminary hearing in federal court this morning, prosecutors also said that indictments may also be coming against others in the corruption case against him. Adams was indicted last week on charges he accepted about $100,000 worth of free or deeply discounted flights and hotel stays from Turkish officials and businessmen. And he's accused of repaying those gifts by fast-tracking a building inspection approval for Turkish officials. He also faces charges that he conspired to receive illegal donations to his political campaigns from foreign sources. For continuing coverage of this federal investigation into Mayor Adams, make sure you keep it right here on 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. The Middle East is bracing for more violence after Israel vowed to retaliate for the ballistic missile attack launched yesterday by Iran. The NYPD is telling New Yorkers to expect to see more officers around the city, keeping things safe in the wake of the latest violence in the Middle East, and especially with the start of the Jewish high holidays just hours away. This is NYPD Chief of Patrol John Chell.
What we're doing, air support, foot post, directed patrol, turret lights, intel behind the scenes. We're going to cover bridges and tunnels. We're going to have RMPs, police cars.
The mayor and the NYPD will provide more details on the efforts to keep New Yorkers safe during the Jewish high holidays in a news conference this afternoon. A deadly shooting is underway in the investigation into the deadly shooting is underway in Washington Heights. The police say the shooting started just after midnight in the area of 160th Street and Amsterdam Avenue and ended with one man taking a bullet to the chest, the other getting shot in the ankle. Both victims ended up at Harlem Hospital, where the man shot in the ankle is in stable condition, but sadly, the other man died. No word yet on a motive for this shooting, and so far, no arrests. There's a new expert source of therapy for crime victims in Queens.
The DA's new hire is affectionate, highly trained, and very adept at working with survivors and witnesses of domestic and gender-based violence.
In August, we were very fortunate to welcome Kimmy to our staff, who's getting tired and seems like she needs a nap.
But DA Melinda Katz says she's no slacker. Kimmy's definitely earned her badge.
Kimmy has already assisted four victims and witnesses in a child abuse case, the assault of a 15-year-old boy, and the assault of an elderly man.
The 2-year-old Golden Retriever Lab Mix was paired with Detective Investigator Dee McAuliffe at Canine Companion's Long Island location. Kimmy was a little hesitant when asked for a soundbite from this reporter.
Speak.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Queens District Attorney's Office.
Police are investigating a harassment case at a bar in Queens last month as a hate crime. Cops say back on September 6th, a man who was inside the bar on 23rd Avenue in Astoria tore down an LGBTQ plus flag and cut it up with a knife. That man began calling, messaging, and then threatening workers at the establishment using anti-gay slurs. No injuries have been reported, and the investigation is ongoing. But police are asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A Princeton, New Jersey couple has lost their latest attempt to sue Uber after they were injured when their Uber driver ran a red light and crashed into another car. Uber says that when they agreed on the app to their updated terms and conditions, it required them to go into arbitration for any personal injury claims rather than litigating them in court. John and Georgia McGinty argue that Uber is trying to enforce an arbitration agreement because their daughter clicked agree while ordering food on her mom's Uber Eats account. But a judge sided with Uber in their claim. And this comes just after Disney faced a backlash this summer for also making that same claim in court about a customer being required to go to arbitration instead of suing after a man lost his wife to an allergic reaction while eating in a Disney World restaurant. The case is bringing heightened scrutiny around the terms of agreement of the leading tech platforms.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.